Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, sit back, close your eyes, and take a moment just for you. Symphony in Yellow by Oscar Wilde. An omnibus across the bridge crawls like a yellow butterfly, and here and there a passerby shows like a little restless midge. Big barges full of yellow hay are moored against a shadowy wharf, and like a yellow silken scarf, the thick fog hangs along the quay. The yellow leaves begin to fade and flutter from the temple elms, and at my feet, the pale green Thames lies like a rod of rippled jade. Ovid's COVID. The park finally had a chance to wash its hands when a gentle April rain had come. Its after sun seeped through my stuffy living room's view, so I decided I'd go out and catch some. Near dusk was infused with such ambient yellow, prompting confined fellow hermits to emerge. Some sat on their porch with a guitar or a book, with hopes that fresh air and a passerby might be curative. The right amount of sunshine, the right amount of rain, the right amount of joy and smiles, the right amount of tears and pain, the right amount of green pastures capped with vibrant yellow dandelion, sprinkled patterns no more random than the stars scattered at creation. The right amount of blossoms white upon the trees, planted and planned on an apple farmer's field in rows, delicately pruned by a skilled, well-practiced hand. The right amount of time to spare to detect such beautiful things. I'll hold a brighter view for now. Why worry what tomorrow brings? If I were to give you a bouquet of yellow, I'd gather the splendor of a daffodil's petals, the taste of squash blossoms fried, goat cheese melting inside, the perfume of green grass mixed with fresh dandelion. I'd give you standing on tiptoes, the little daisy that could, never giving up to be noticed and not lost in the crowd. Day lilies that line country roadsides while they still stand at attention, long before they tucker out and close for the evening. And the finishing touch before my bouquet is given, I'd bunch up and bind it with vine of black-eyed Susan. You've been listening to another episode of Brian's Poetry Oasis. And if Brian's Poetry Oasis offered you a moment of quiet and self-nurturing that we all deserve, pass it on. Until next time, peace.